I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Spring gobbler season still a couple of weeks away in West Virginia, but already hunters are scouting and discovering the birds all across the state are there. We'll talk about the prospects for the upcoming season right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Spring gobbler season in West Virginia will open on the morning of April 26th. Many neighboring states have had their season open for 1 and in some cases 2 weeks. Some hunters don't like that in West Virginia, but DNR Wildlife Chief Curtis Taylor makes no apologies for the positioning of the West Virginia spring season.
There's no defense because the other states are opening too early, and they'll tell you that. And there's been several articles written by the Turkey Federation and in other publications where, you know, they're fooling with henned-up birds. And our season really opens up to benefit the hunter more than anything because those gobblers are more receptive to the call because the hens are on the nest.
As for this year's spring season, hunters will likely find the remnants of a pretty bad winter in the West Virginia flocks.
We've been doing those mass surveys for 40 years, and that was the worst statewide we've seen in terms of oak production and that sort of thing. So that's going to put a little wrinkle on it. In places that had no mast, birds are not going to be in that great a shape. Now, there were spotty mast, especially up in the mountains, so there may be some still pockets of mast up there. But then you couple that with that tremendous snow we had, and I don't think we lost a bunch of turkeys, but they come through. They had a rough winter this time.
Curtis says despite the long winter, he does not believe it has impacted turkey numbers in terms of mortality.
I don't think so. You know, again, we had radios on birds for 5 years and had some fairly significant snowfalls during that time. And you go back in the historic records where we actually sent guys out on foot, you know, looking for these masses of dead turkeys that people were reporting, and we never found them. We know turkey can sit in a tree for 2 weeks and not eat anything.
And some may have done just that, but they're coming down to the dinner table now, and the impact on the hunting season and the nesting will probably not be too negative.
It should not, because, you know, as it greens up, there's food sources out there available to turkeys, and they respond pretty quick, so they rebound pretty quick. They'll eat about anything.
And you're probably hearing quite a few gobblers out there gobbling right now, and that's to be expected. The second peak of gobbling coincides with the season, which again is set to open April 26th. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.